This is Jay Sekulow. We are hours away for a vote in the House of Representatives for the repeal of Obamacare.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
We'll repeal Obamacare. And when you watch the vote and you look at the news, it's not just Republicans voting to repeal Obamacare. You'll find Democrats will join with us. The bipartisan vote will be on the repeal because they're hearing back home from the small businesses. We've heard from former President Bill Clinton. We even heard from our own president back in 2009 not to raise taxes at this time.
Scott Ferguson, he's upset about taxes. He says, explain how raising taxes on anyone during a deep recession is going to help with the economy.
Well, first of all, he's right. Normally you don't raise taxes in recession, which is why we haven't and why we instead cut taxes. So I guess what I'd say to Scott is his economics are right. You don't raise taxes in a recession. We haven't raised taxes in a recession.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
How many Democrats will vote with Republicans today?
Some of them made commitments that they weren't going to support tax hikes in the past. And now, unambiguously, the United States Supreme Court has said this is a tax hike. The president doesn't want to hear that. So now Democrats on the other side are going to have to say, do they stick with the president or do they stick with their constituents? My hunch is you're going to see several of them cross over and vote with the GOP.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We are hours away from an historic vote in the House of Representatives, the first repeal of Obamacare since the Supreme Court's decision affirming its constitutionality, affirming that constitutionality because it is a tax. Now, you heard in the opening of this broadcast the president say this is not a tax. Well, let me tell you something. He sent his Solicitor General of the United States, that's his Supreme Court lawyer, to the Supreme Court to argue that this is a tax. And if you go to the Solicitor General's brief around page 51, 52, forward to about page 56, there is the tax discussion. So when the president said, I'm not going to raise taxes on middle-class Americans, he lied. He did not tell the truth. And he knew that his lawyers were arguing that this is a tax. They don't want to call it a tax. You had, you know, Maxine Waters saying, I haven't decided whether I want to call it a mandate or a tax. It is a tax. And now the vote for repeal is literally hours away. Our phone lines are open for you. We want to know how all of this, the tax issue, the economic issues, Obamacare, the Middle East, how's this affecting the way you're viewing this upcoming presidential election? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And Jordan, we're about 4 hours away from this historic vote. What's the latest in Washington?
Well, you know, the latest is that the big question will be how many Democrats will vote to repeal Obamacare in full. There have been a number of votes on different provisions in repealing Obamacare. This is actually only the second time a vote has happened for full repeal, so people may hear these really high numbers. Like, oh, Congress has done this over 30 times. That's not true. This is only the second time in full repeal. And I think, Than, that is the key. That is what everyone's looking for today is, are there some Republicans that have changed their mind? Are there Democrats who are willing to also check the box and vote yes on repeal?
Yeah, Jordan, and it's the first time since the Supreme Court weighed in, and we know that at least one additional Democrat, that's Larry Kissel from North Carolina, has joined the three Democrats that voted for repeal the last time. Jordan, I think there's at least a dozen more Democrats in play. I don't know how many will cross the line, but you're right. That's the key. We've got to see where members on both sides of the aisle come down because that's going to be key heading into November.
The other thing, of course, is going to be this thing's going to move on to the Senate when it passes today, and we're going to urge the Senate to take it up. We know it won't pass the Senate, but we don't think it will. There could be some defections, though, as we watch and see what happens in the House of Representatives on the Democratic side of this. Folks, here's what we want you to do. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I do want to remind you we are in a matching challenge campaign. That means any amount you donate to the ACLJ, which, of course, is tax-deductible, we're getting a matching grant for. So if you donate $20, we get $40. $40 is $80. $80 is $160. You know how that works. That really helps us out. But we need everybody to sign on to the petition, and when I come back from the break, I'm going to give you the numbers of where we're standing right now towards our goal of 100,000. We are really close, 98,321, and I want to be much higher when we come back from the break. So go to aclj.org to sign it or call at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to sign that petition for the repeal of Obamacare.
The court's ruling doesn't mark the end of the debate. It marks a fresh start on the road to repeal.
It's a very troubling decision. The Supreme Court of the United States has determined that Obamacare, the government-run pro-abortion health care law, is constitutional. The legal challenges may be over, but the focus now turns to Congress. A growing number of members of the U.S. House of Representatives are committed to stopping Obamacare. They have scheduled a vote for July 11th to repeal this flawed law. The truth is, Obamacare was bad law before the Supreme Court decision, and it's still bad law today. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Send a powerful message to the House. It's time for Obamacare to go. It's time to repeal this health care law. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or online, aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Again, let me encourage you to sign on to this petition today, because the vote is today on the issue of the repeal of Obamacare. Very critical that we hear from you on that. If you want to do that, if you haven't done so already, and this would be, by the way, if you signed the ones in previous months, this is different. This is the one post the Supreme Court decision. You simply go to aclj.org. You can sign online there, or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. We're going right to our phones. Fran's calling from Ohio. She's on line one. Hi, Fran.
Yes. I'm wondering, I'm a senior, and I was wondering how it's going to affect the seniors. I'd like to see it changed over if we can able to cancel it out. I would love to see that, because it's very serious situation.
Well, you know, are you on Medicaid right now? Okay, here's what's going to happen. Medicaid will still exist. The problem is going to be, because of the way the panels are being set up, these medical review panels, for those senior citizens in the United States, it's going to be much like Europe in getting access to medical care and getting services. There's problems already, and no one doubts that, but it's going to be much more complicated and much more difficult. I got an email from a family member of mine who's a radiologist in a major hospital, and he said people that are, you know, 70 years old that need specific tests or procedures, it's going to be very difficult to get those approved by Medicaid or Medicare. That's really going to be the problem. So, which is exactly the situation in Europe. If you're over 65 or 70, you need a hip replacement, which is now a very basic procedure. You go in and you get it. Well, in Europe, they're waiting 6 months, a year and a half. And in England especially, that's going to be the same thing here. And then you're going to have the panels that are just going to say, well, we've made these actuarial calculations, and we're just not going to do that. So that's in place as well. So it's going to be difficult, and that's why a replacement procedure is going to be the way to go. You take some of the benefits that exist. People like the pre-existing conditions, keeping 26-year-olds on their parents' insurance. That's fine. I think those are good. Those can be incorporated into a plan that makes a lot more sense. Linda's calling. She's on line three. And by the way, if you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
My only remark was that it just seems to me that common sense has gone out the window. It's practically non-existent anymore. And it doesn't matter what you call something. Everything exists as it is.
Well, it's a tax, and the president sent his lawyer up to argue that it is a tax, and that is the reality. It is a tax, and his lawyer called it a tax. Now, the president said he doesn't want to raise taxes in the middle of a recession. In fact, let me play back. This is August 2009, question by Chuck Todd from MSNBC to the President of the United States, number 14.
Scott Ferguson, he's upset about taxes. He says, explain how raising taxes on anyone during a deep recession is going to help with the economy.
Well, first of all, he's right. Normally you don't raise taxes in recession, which is why we haven't and why we instead cut taxes. So I guess what I'd say to Scott is his economics are right. You don't raise taxes in a recession. We haven't raised taxes in a recession.
Yeah, well, he did. And he called the mandate and the penalty that goes with it is not just a penalty. It is a tax enforced by Internal Revenue Service agents. That's what this is, folks. So that's the reality, and that's why you're having the vote in the House of Representatives today. Again, our goal is to get to 100,000 signatures by this afternoon, by the time you're hearing this broadcast. Right now, we are at 98,420. So I want to encourage you to go to aclj.org, sign that petition in favor of the repeal of Obamacare, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or aclj.org. Very easy way to do it. Brian's calling in Texas. He's on line six. Hi, Brian.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
My question was, do you think it's sufficient to hold the anti-Obamacare votes in the House without having an alternative plan? As a Republican, I really would like to see an alternative plan on the table.
Well, there is. I mean, Congressman Ryan and others have put forward plans that would make sense economically, which is the biggest problem with Obamacare. But, of course, the first order of business is you've got to get rid of the existing tax and penalties that are being put in place. That's the real problem here, and that's what's going to happen. But, yes, the Republicans have a plan. But here's what you've got today, though. People are saying, well, this is a symbolic vote. That's all this is. It's not true. You're going to have a bipartisan Republicans and Democrats coming together to repeal Obamacare since the Supreme Court held it to be a tax. Now, will they move it in the Senate? I don't know. Is Harry Reid afraid to have the vote because if two or three or four Democrats that are in close races decide to switch their vote, how does that then play? The politics are real on this, but the fact of the matter is we've got a health care plan we cannot afford before it was introduced, and we certainly cannot afford it right now. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Linda is calling from Arizona. She's on line two. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay. My question before was, I don't understand politics that well. I'm just a working senior. But so Republican.
I'm sorry, Linda, I lost you there. I know you're on a cell phone. Say that again. What's your question, please?
My question is, how, if the Supreme Court says it's constitutional, how can we actually repeal it?
Okay, that's a great question. The Supreme Court said it was constitutional. How can we then repeal it? Here's what the Supreme Court said. They said the law was valid under the taxing power, and John Roberts wrote, but that doesn't mean it's good policy. So now the legislature has another chance. It's a piece of legislation that's a law. Congress can repeal laws that it enacted. Now, you're going to eventually have to get that to the Senate, to the president, and this will become a huge political issue in the November election. But here's what the reality is. It's a great question. This, we now know, is a tax. And a tax in the middle of a recession, tax increases generally are bad, but in the middle of a recession, even worse. And that is what the American people were not told when this was put in place. Although we were sounding that alarm, if you'll remember, when we said things like 16,000 new Internal Revenue Service agents. No new doctors being authorized by this. And we're not helping doctors go to medical school, students go to medical school. What we're doing is having 16,000 Internal Revenue Service agents to make the collections on this. So the legislature has the right to do this. That's exactly what they're going to do. And 98,522 of you have said repeal Obamacare now. I want to get to 100,000, folks, by the end of this broadcast. So I need you to go to aclj.org, sign on to that petition now, or call me at 1-877-989-2255 and sign the petition for this repeal of Obamacare. And again, we're in a matching challenge campaign. So when you go to aclj.org, make that online gift. You are really helping us out. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Next, we have Carrie calling from Texas. She's on line one. Hi, Carrie. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay. God bless you. Thank you for being out there and doing what you do. My question is this, or actually my request also is, if you could just highlight and encapsulate the reasons why us as women who homeschool our children, who are Christian women, who are wives, you know, who are just out there praying every day, why should we call right now? you know, what is our one little call, our one little
Well, you know, it's one little call by yourself, you may be saying, well, does it mean anything? Well, 100,000 people from all 50 states and all these congressional districts makes a huge statement. I mean, I can list for you, Carrie, the legislation that we have helped block because you've engaged, regulations that were going to come out from the FCC. Remember the whole discussion about the fairness doctrine, we stopped that. The reporting on the legislation and grassroots lobbying, we were able to stop that. So when it individually, you're right, well, one vote doesn't make a difference, although I would argue that one vote does in fact make a difference. But when you have 100,000 people, and like I said, right now we're at over 98,000, it makes a big difference. We've got to do this collectively. That's the critical part of this. You've got to be collective as we do this. And right now we are just three shy of 98,600. So again, if you go to ACLJ.org, you can sign it there. But together we can make a huge difference here. We want this through the House. Then the pressure will go on Thursday and Friday in the United States Senate. So we've got a lot to discuss there. Mary's calling from Maryland. She's on line five. Hi, Mary.
Hi. One thing I wanted to note is that I'm here legally in this country.
Okay.
Okay. And what a lot of people don't realize, too, is that this Obamacare is to, why should the Americans, I've been here for many years and I love America, America is the land of my heart, that these hardworking people, even the non-hardworking that are trying to make
Okay, go ahead. And you need to give me a question. I'm running out of time here. I got to hit a break.
No, have to pay taxes on something that will support illegal immigrants in this country.
Well, look, here's the fact of the matter. If somebody has an emergency and they go to a hospital, they're going to get treated. That's the way we work in the United States. We're compassionate that way. What this, unfortunately, is doing, this whole legislation is doing, is setting up the law, sets up a mechanism that is going to bankrupt the medical system and change the way medical services are delivered. And that's the real tragedy of this. That's for all citizens and non-citizens, for that matter. Everybody's going to be impacted by this. But you're right. The ones that are paying for the taxes for this or supporting it through their health insurance premiums, it's going to be a whole new world. Folks, we're taking a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to be taking your calls at 800-684-3110. We're at 98,597. Let's get to at least close to 99,000 when I come back from the break. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Sign on to that petition. Or 1-877-989-2255. You can call and sign on as well. 877-989-2255. Or ACLJ.org. And when you're on the website, make that online donation. We're in a matching challenge. It's doubled at ACLJ.org. You want to do that, ACLJ.org. And sign up for all the social media, too, Twitter, Facebook, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
The court's ruling doesn't mark the end of the debate. It marks a fresh start on the road to repeal.
It's a very troubling decision. The Supreme Court of the United States has determined that Obamacare, the government-run pro-abortion health care law, is constitutional. The legal challenges may be over, but the focus now turns to Congress. A growing number of members of the U.S. House of Representatives are committed to stopping Obamacare. They have scheduled a vote for July 11th to repeal this flawed law. The truth is, Obamacare was bad law before the Supreme Court decision, and it's still bad law today. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Send a powerful message to the House. It's time for Obamacare to go. It's time to repeal this health care law. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or online, aclj.org.
everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go right back to our phones. John's calling from Florida. He's on line three. Hi, John.
Hi, Jay. God bless you for doing what you do and being out there. Jay, I was wondering if this Obamacare bill is not just trampling all over our rights. People like myself that have made a conscious choice not to use the modern medical treatments.
Yeah, we brought that claim, by the way, up in our complaints that we filed challenging it, and the court has said it's a taxing authority of the government, and they can compel you to do something you don't want to do. And there are some religious exemptions, but they're very, very small indeed, and you probably don't fit in them. The reality is it's going to take a repeal vote in the House, which we're going to get. It's going to take a repeal vote in the Senate, which we're going to have to fight for. And then it's going to have to take probably a change in the White House. I would say almost definitely a change in the White House to get this done. But right now, the volume of angst, if you will, on this is huge in Washington. That's why you're going to see Democrats voting for the repeal. Who would have thought that Democrats would be voting for the repeal of the signature piece of legislation of the Democratic-nominated and Democratic president of the United States, Barack Obama? Now, but Democrats are going to vote for the repeal. Why? Because now we know what it always was, and that is it was a tax then, it's a tax now, it is a tax. And we're not naive enough. We're not naive. We know exactly what this is. I do have to announce that I wanted to be at 99,000 when we came back from the break. Between our phone calls that we've gotten today so far and what's online, we are at 99,000. The goal, remember, for today is to be over 100,000 when that vote takes place. So go to ACLJ.org, sign on to that petition, make that donation to support the work of the ACLJ. It's tax deductible, it's doubled. And or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Brent's calling from Virginia. Hi, Brent.
Very quickly, I just want to make the comment. You spoke to a caller a few minutes ago, identified himself as a Republican. He said that he wanted to see an alternative plan. And my comment is I'd really like to see the government completely out of the health care business.
In other words, you'd like to see the private markets run that, and I agree. By the way, I'm a believer in private markets, and any time the government gets involved, I get concerned. The issue is the politics of the situation, though, are that there's expectations now. People have expectations, and see, in one sense, even if this is repealed, the president has succeeded in getting his message across. And dealing with that. Do we have Than Bennett? Hey, Than, this is part of the question that's going on right now we need to discuss with people, and that is this kind of feeling like, well, what are the Republicans going to do? What are the alternatives? Should we even be involved?
Yeah, there's no question about it, Jay. There are actually an abundance of proposals out there. I have no doubt that the Republicans would put forward a replace, so to speak, effort. I know Dr. Brown, who's been on the broadcast many times, he actually led our briefs in this effort. He's got a comprehensive bill. I think that would be one of the core components of debate. And, you know, Jay, there are several issues within this debate that actually have wide bipartisan support. And once you saw a repeal effort, I think you would see some of those measures go into place. But here's the key difference, and you touched on it. Whereas Obamacare would mandate some of these things like keeping, you know, children or adult children on your policy, some of the proposals that Republicans would put forward would look to the free markets to do that. They would provide incentives to keep those people on the plans, incentives for the insurance companies to provide, you know, coverage to people that need catastrophic care or with pre-existing conditions. They have said from the beginning, and you've heard this from Speaker Boehner himself, as soon as we repeal this, as soon as we rip it out by its roots, we will put forward our own proposals. They are already out there. We would debate them in the light of the day, and we would actually put reforms in place.
So there you have it, folks. I think Than, who's the director of our government affairs, gave a very coherent explanation of all this. Let's go right back to the phones. Elijah's calling from Louisiana on line 5. Hi, Elijah.
Yes, how you doing? Yes, I wanted to know that if we if the Obamacare is repealed, would it be a situation that would be proposed that would allow the citizens to buy into the options that Congress have?
The Congress's insurance. There you. There's a great question. Congress has better insurance than just about anybody in the country. And then you've got the whole idea of what's going to happen. Well, I think if you return the insurance markets back to where they were with some reform, maybe, I think the insurance actually was working fine. There are problems with it, no doubt. But we have the best medical system and best medical delivery system in the world. But we're having to fight for it every day. And with Obamacare now as the law, until it's repealed, the implementation of Obamacare is going to drastically change medicine. Doctors are saying they're going to stop practicing medicine. That's the reality. Do we have Jordan back yet? Okay, hey, great. Okay, go ahead, Jordan. I know you want to comment on this.
Yeah, I mean, this is something, listen, when at the end of the day, this is a very important vote to take. And I think it's an important vote to take because for everybody out there, this is the last time this happened was January of 2011. So it was more than a year ago. A lot has changed. What's changed? The HHS mandate. So maybe you're a Catholic Democrat congressman representative and you thought, okay, I like the social welfare aspects of Obamacare, and then now they've targeted the Catholic Church. How will they vote? I think a lot of people listening right now are going to be very interested to see that, if they consider themselves to be pro-life or at least of the position that people should not be forced into paying for other people's abortions, like the abortion surcharge, or forced to be paying for other people's abortifacients, like the drug Ella, which is covered under the HHS mandate. Remember that, as Nancy Pelosi said, we have to pass it to find out what's in it. We found out a lot more about what's in Obamacare and what kind of power it gives to unelected bureaucrats in the federal government. And I think that's why this vote is important a second time. It's a very different vote from the first time around.
And, Than, let me ask you this, as I am about to implore our members around the country to go to their phones or go to the web. How significant is it to get to that 100,000 mark and to force this vote and to see some Democrats vote for repeal?
It's hugely significant, Jay, for two reasons. Number one, in the House, we have to know which members on both sides of the aisle, frankly, can be trusted to be sent back after November, after the elections, to actually repeal that. Remember, after the Supreme Court, legislative repeal is the last chance that we have. And the second thing, Jay, if it passes out of the House, that enables Leader McConnell over in the Senate to hold it at the desk. It allows him to force a vote in the Senate. And that's going to be even more significant because if that happens, we will know which senators need to be replaced in November accomplish it in the Senate.
Yeah, Than, let me ask you this, though, on the Senate, because I want to go to this tomorrow. What do you think realistically we can get accomplished if we get, you know, activation for the Senate tomorrow? What do you think happens?
Listen, we've got to be very honest about this. The goal here is not actually passage through the Senate this year. We have to pass it through the House in order to force a vote in the Senate. We know that we are almost entirely likely to lose that. But here's what's key. Voters have to know who they can send back to the Senate, Republican and Democrat, that could repeal this after the elections. And that can only happen if the Senate takes a vote. Just a real quick example, Jay. There was a senator from West Virginia that told his voters he was going to vote to repeal Obamacare, and he didn't do that once he got here. We've got to put it up to a vote so voters can see when they go to vote who will back up what they say.
All right, folks, you go to your phones right now. Stay on the line, by the way. Those of you there, Jordan will be taking your calls in just a moment for his broadcast, but I want you to go to ACLJ.org and sign on to that petition to repeal Obamacare. Make that online donation, a matching challenge. That is going to really help us out. ACLJ.org, again, ACLJ.org, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. Now, when you call 877-989-2255 or go to ACLJ.org, sign on to that petition. So we're over 100,000. We are really close. The vote's in a couple hours, folks. We're within 1,000 of getting to our goal. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And don't forget to participate in our matching challenge. It's critical. ACLJ.org.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.